President Trump makes Turnberry Golf Course great again. By Daniel Redmond on April 26, 2019. Will Donald Trump make America great again? That remains an open question depending upon your political persuasion. Delving into his history of reclamation projects, though, there is a lot of evidence that the man has made many properties great again. He turned the aging New York Commodore Hotel into the sparkling Grand Hyatt. He restored 40 Wall Street into a centerpiece of the city and renovated the Wallman Ice Rink, under budget, making it a Central Park fixture. The man can fix things up. Add to that list Trump Turnberry, the Scottish golf links that is getting rave reviews even from the sports media, an entity notorious for their leftist politics. Ask any sports writer over the age of 55 who their favorite athlete is, and the answer will invariably be Muhammad Ali. It never fails. To win these red diaper babies over, Trump Turnberry really must be amazing, because they certainly didn't want to like the course. Turnberry was established as a golf resort in 1906 along the Firth of Clyde in southwestern Scotland. During both World Wars it was used as an airbase and has a monument to fallen airmen on the 12th hole. The course has hosted 4 British Opens, the most famous being the duel in the sun when Tom Watson and Jack Nicklaus separated themselves from the field on an unusually clear day with some of the best golf ever played. Watson went on to win by one stroke with a birdie on the final hole, and the course became part of a legend. Turnberry had many ownership changes over the years, being purchased by Starwood Hotels in 1997. Then by Leisure Corp in 2008 until Trump purchased it in 2014 for $60 million. He promptly changed the name to Trump Turnberry and put $200 million into renovation, hiring Martin Ebert to redesign the course. Ebert redesigned every hole, placing special emphasis on the par threes. Billy Satterfield, a course reviewer from Golf Course Gurus, called it one of the best courses in the world, and if I could pick only one course to play in Scotland, it would be Turnberry's Ailsa course. Recently on the No Laying Up Golf podcast, David Cannon, a well-respected Getty sports photographer, said what Trump has done to the golf course is beyond sensational. He did preface his remarks by saying, "The fact that a certain president of the United States owns that golf course is oblivious to me." It sounds like he begrudgingly has to admit that the certain president did a damn good job of transforming Turnberry into a masterpiece. Good for him for being honest about it, though. I can't imagine that the Royal and Ancient Golf Club, the group that assigns the majors, will let politics deprive golf fans of seeing the majesty of Turnberry. Their CEO Martin Slumbers did seem to relent in February when asked about Turnberry's chances of hosting the Open. "We have 10 courses that we look to stage the Open Championship on, of which, Turnberry is one of them. That bodes well for Trump Turnberry's chances." That's also about how I would expect the CEO of the Royal and Ancient Golf Club to talk, especially the "of which," nice turn of phrase. I would expect Turnberry to receive either the 2023 or 2024 Open Championship. If that doesn't happen, the Royal and Ancient will be depriving golf fans of seeing a crown jewel course out of pure political spite. Follow Dan Redmond on Twitter at DanFromdk.